Harney County rancher saves Pioneer Oregon aviator's life. That is the story that you've queued up for the audio version of today's Offbeat Oregon Du Jour entry. A little more information about this article. Barnstormer Ted Barber was down to his last half cup of gasoline when Ralph Grove rescued him by lighting up a field with the headlights of his car. Ted's old Waco 9 biplane lived to fly the next day, and so did he. So Offbeat Oregon Du Jour is an RSS service that brings you a new story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column every single day, and you get it in your choice of text and images or audio-only format. Of course, right now you're listening to the audio format. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour brings you true stories from Oregon history, stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghaied sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries and just all sorts of good stuff. The stories are real, and citations to sources are included with the text versions. To get these delivered regularly, if you want the audio, direct your podcatcher to ofor.us/p-as-in-podcast and subscribe. If you'd rather read them on your newsreader and see the pictures that go with them while you're waiting in line at Starbucks, direct your newsreader to ofor.us/t-as-in-text. If the movie folks were rating Offbeat Oregon, they'd probably give it a PG. Most folks will find it pretty inoffensive. They're all covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. So today's column, Harney County Rancher Saves Pioneer Oregon Aviator's Life, was first published on March 19th, 2011, by Finn J.D. John. Hey, that's me! So here's the article. On a stormy late summer evening in 1930, a few feet above the ground near the Oregon-Nevada border, 22-year-old Ted Barber was preparing to die. Barber was an aviation pioneer, Central Oregon's first and, for a long time, only barnstormer. His ship was a primitive old biplane called a Waco 9, powered by a slow and unreliable engine built before World War I. The OX-5, by the way, if you're curious. He was flying the Waco now. It was a very dark night in a very remote place. He had no idea where he was, or even what direction he was flying in. It was too dark to see the compass. When his fuel ran out, he would try to execute a dead stick landing in the dark. The chances were in the thousands to one against him, and in this sparsely populated section of Oregon, chances were no one would even notice the wreckage for days. And he knew he had no one to blame but himself. Barber was on a barnstorming trip from his home in Bend. A few days before, he'd flown down to Frank Henry's ranch in the Catlow Valley on the west side of the Steens Mountain. The Henrys were putting on a dance in the little town of Andrews, just over the mountain from their spread. Ted was there to sell airplane rides. It hadn't gone so well. His engine had quit twice, and he had to make emergency landings in the eastern Oregon sagebrush. No one was hurt, but the lashing sage had torn up the fabric of the lower wing of his biplane pretty badly. By the end of the day, Barber was eager to get back to the Henry's ranch. But the day was hot, the air was thin and gusty, and his shredded-up bottom wing wasn't giving as much lift as it usually did. Barber couldn't get the plane to climb high enough to clear the Steens. He tried and tried with increasing desperation as the sun sank lower in the sky until suddenly he realized he didn't have enough gasoline to get back to the ranch even if he did get over the mountain. He'd have to find some place to land. If he'd realized this sooner, Ted could have flown leisurely along with plenty of gas looking for a ranch house to set the Waco down next to. He could have overflown a promising hayfield to make sure it was safe, no barbed wire fences, no big rocks, no stone walls, and then made a hair-raising but basically safe landing in the gloaming twilight just in time for supper at the ranch. That's what could have happened, but it didn't. Instead, here he was, flying just a little above stall speed, dozen feet above a vague line of lighter darkness, the starlit signature of a dusty country road which he'd stumbled across a little earlier. The biplane's engine droned on. Ted couldn't understand why it was still running. It should have sipped its last drop of gasoline sometime earlier. But he wasn't complaining about it. The longer that engine ran, the longer his life would be. He was a dead man flying, and he'd take every extra second. Then he saw something, or rather, the shadowy outline of something, something that gave him a glimmer of hope. It was a little copse of trees, the kind that people plant and cultivate around ranch houses in eastern Oregon. Peering into the darkness, he thought he saw a house there as well, but it was hard to see in these pre-rural electrification days. Nighttime in the country was lit only by the stars. If it was a house, crashing in front of it would be far better than crashing anywhere else. He circled the copse of trees, trying to get a closer look. Then a light went on in a window. When Ralph Grove heard the engine droning outside, he knew exactly what that meant. It was the middle of the night, and some stormy weather was coming in. Nobody would be out flying on a night like this unless he was in serious trouble. Ralph lit a lantern and hurried out to the shed in which he kept his automobile. He knew just the field that that pilot needed to land in. Several dozen feet overhead, Barber was praying for gasoline, hardly daring to hope. He'd spotted a lighter patch of darkness that looked like a cultivated field, which would mean no big rocks to smash into. He was trying to keep in position so that if the engine quit, he could reach that field. He watched Grove's lantern moving from the house and disappearing, apparently into a shed. Then lights came on, and he saw an automobile come out of the shed and drive onto the road. Grove hurried down the road to the field and whipped the car into position, the beams of its headlights spilling out over the stubbly field and lighting up a row of willow trees at its extreme end. Overhead, Barber lined up on the field, grabbing for the lifeline, not even sure if he'd make it through the final turn without running out of gas. Then he was on the ground, bumping to a stop, shutting off his engine. Safe. The next morning, Ted learned two things. First, the field he'd been lining up on when he saw Ralph's house was the Grove family's vegetable garden. It was just 150 by 300 feet, fenced, and for good measure, cross-fenced. He would not have survived an attempt to land there. And secondly, when he put his dipstick into the gas tank to see how much was left, the end that thumped the bottom of the tank wasn't even moist when he brought it back up. All the fuel left in the airplane was just what was in the fuel lines. He'd landed with about 30 seconds worth of fuel left in the airplane. Ted Barber went on to become a flight trainer during World War II and later became a well-known barnstorming Mustanger, using an airplane to round up feral horses on the range in Nevada. Despite dozens of close calls and crashes over the years, including at one point jumping out of his plane head first while it was falling off a Nevada mountain, he was still around in 1987 to write his memoirs. "It is hard to understand why some people are allowed only one mistake and are killed by it," he wrote then. "I don't have fingers and toes enough to count the really tough spots I have survived." And that's it for today. You've just heard "Harney County Rancher Saves Pioneer Oregon Aviator's Life," written and published on March 19th, 2011 by Finn J.D. John. That's me. And if you'd like to see the art for this story, or print out a hard copy for any reason, you can look it up on the website at www.offbeatoregon.com, which will take you straight to a table of contents arranged in order of the date they're published. Just look for the March 2011 articles and you're there. So that covers us until tomorrow, when we'll upload another one. So look for it after about 6 a.m. And until then, thanks again.